are. Beautiful day.
It's lovely out here today.
It's lovely.
Great day.
You were saying
it was. So I woke up this morning and left the house and saw that we had blue skies, and I was excited to get in my car and you know, drive to work. And everywhere I went, there was like, once I got to Route 29, it just, my enthusiasm just deflated.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I was expecting to be fairly light traffic because trash day had passed. You know, it's the middle of the week, but I should have known better. The best traffic days are Monday morning and Friday morning. You know, any other day is like...
Although I remember you saying this Monday, there was more traffic.
Yeah, yeah, there was a little bit more. It was unusual. Yeah. It was unusually thick. But interestingly enough, so on my way home, I usually take K Street to the Art Creek Parkway, but somehow they had that exit blocked off. So I ended up going all the way around, like out Whitehurst Freeway to Foxhall Road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, surprisingly, that was quite smooth all the way up to Connecticut Avenue. Because I took Foxhall Road to Nebraska Avenue, and then took Nebraska Avenue over to Connecticut. And yeah, it was pretty smooth.
And this was your way into work today.
This is my way home today. Yesterday and yesterday.
Your way, and you want us to, what do you want us to know about?
I'm just saying, we're just chatting. I'm letting you know how much.
No, I got you. I'm just trying to figure out.
I was looking forward
message,
to driving.
Was there a message that we
no.
should go on? So we know your route. That's cool. Yeah, man. I mean, I got up as well. I went to the gym. I made it out to the gym. I'm getting to the gym later these days.
Oh, really?
Like 10. And I used to go like 8. I used to get up early, 8 or 9. I think Daryl got me in the habit. Daryl and Reggie, and they started going at 10. But anyway.
Oh, they're going at 10.
Yeah, I got to the gym, got a little workout, worked on some legs today. You know, this is my second day back at the gym because I was feeling I had a health scare last week.
Yeah, you were exhausted.
I was exhausted. I don't feel completely myself, to be honest, if I'm truthful.
Huh.
One, my back is hurting me, still hurting. And I've got an appointment with the chiropractor in the next week or two. I go see my oncologist on the 6th. And so, yeah, I mean... health is always, I mean, I don't know about you, well, it has been lately, and it's certainly more than ever accelerated during COVID. And then, you know, I had the big C.
Right.
And so.
So did you already make your appointment with the chiropractor?
Yeah.
Okay, because my wife uses a chiropractor. He's an Asian. She says he doesn't do a lot of rack and crack. But he sounds like, from what she tells me, he sounds like it's a pretty comprehensive approach.
Well, if they're in my network, you know, it's all about my network, my insurance network.
Right.
So that's what they recommend is nearby. I like to give their people a try first. Oh, yeah, I got to be on the mic. Sorry. What was I doing? I was doing that, huh? Yeah. I think you can still hear me, though.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Thanks. I was
like, just... why is this in my hand?
Yeah, this microphone.
What am I holding on to this thing for?
So, yeah, today, ladies and gents, we are outside in my backyard,
yep.
You know, kicking the bobo, as they say.
Oh, okay.
Shooting
I never
the
heard
shit.
That phrase, but okay.
Yeah, I'll kicking the bobo, as I once heard. Shooting the shit, hanging out, talking to my man. Co-host Omar Henderson.
Hey-o.
I never said that. Sounds like, who says that? That's
it used to be the McMahon dude on
Johnny Carson.
John,
hey-o, he sure did.
Hey-o.
Ed McMahon.
And then everybody else would join in.
Hey-o. That's yeah.
Which reminds me, man.
You're bringing that back.
Nice. Yeah. And it makes me think about Arsenio Hall and the woo woo woo, woo
and the
woo,
okay.
Yeah, you know.
All right. Well, you might want to think about getting your own, because I think that's. I mean, you could use it for now, but anyway.
Yeah, I guess I could come up with my own.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm Chris Downing, the other half of the co-host, and so, yeah.
So on the way over here, I was reading an interesting article.
What you got?
It was talking about, basically the article was focusing on how much fear, and I'm paraphrasing here, how much fear is playing a role in the upcoming elections. But, you know, it always has been playing a role in who we choose. Because it's like, well, if you choose this guy, we don't want to choose him because he's going to take us down a bad road. And what's interesting is the candidates somehow weave a vision into the overall fear. So on the Democratic side,
you got to sell you the dream.
Oh, well, that's just it. What is the dream? There's no real clarity.
The dream is whatever the narrative that they want to create and sell you on.
Yeah, which is, I mean, we don't want to go.
It's not a real dream. It's not real in the first place.
Their dream is, well, we don't want to go that way. And so.
Right.
And so, you know, we don't want to go. So that's really fear. It's like running forward but looking back. You know,
running forward but looking back. Yeah no doubt. Well, that's a big part of the American culture. It's definitely woven in the American culture in some different things. It's certainly a big motivator, and it's used in politics. It's used in religion. It's used in, you know, things to. I mean, I don't mean to sound cynical.
No, you're right though, because I remember a friend of mine who was. Well, Latif, who was here a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that was our guest.
Yeah, he said to me years ago.
Mental therapist.
The biggest response is negative motivators. People react more to negative motivators.
Yes.
Than anything else.
And so that's what really is really, it sticks out in protests. Protest usually is around something negative happening. And protest that's positive, even when it is protested in a positive, or it's positive, something about positive, doesn't seem to get the same energy invoked in it as something that's negative.
Well, that's
like wars.
Right.
Seem to have a lot of energy around it.
Right.
The whole abortion thing. But nobody gets... So doesn't seem to be as fired up. People don't seem to be as fired up on
positive,
proactive things.
So what would be a positive chant in a protest or in a demonstration?
Now all I am saying is give peace a chance.
Right.
And I think peace, honestly, is probably not as exciting as war.
It's not as sellable as we condemn dot or you know anything of that. I can't think of any of the phrases that they use.
Who?
You know, demonstrators. You know, people who go out and demonstrate against one thing or the other. You know,
well, they have all kinds of chants that's germane or that to their cause. I mean.
Well, there's free. Well, right now, there's free, free Palestine.
Oh, free, free. That's pretty straightforward.
Free, yeah, free, free Palestine. Free Palestine. You know.
Right.
So the interesting thing is that what would
oh you haven't
what
heard any pro look, Israel?
What would it
chant,
look? No. Huh? What would it look like for them to march and say free, free humanity while they carried flags of Palestine and Israel?
Well, see, you know what happens? People, I noticed that, too. That's a great point. When people tend to protest, especially on the negative side, they don't want to show any signs of
compassion
towards the opposing side.
Right.
Because that means that they might be misinterpreted as having any signs of commonality or human...
and then the media pumps it up. The media pumps up the
who doesn't
us
like
or
a
them.
Good fight, a thriller in Manila. Who doesn't like that? I mean, really, that's why the fight game was so
Mr. Behind the Scenes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying the fight. I mean, I've only been involved in one fake wrestling match in my career.
Really?
I got the recorder.
Wait a minute. You were actually involved in a fake wrestling
match? I did audio in a fake
wrestling. Okay, you don't have to give any names, but when you say fake,
I don't remember any names.
It was fixed or it
No. One of them, talk those wrestling matches that you know aren't real.
Oh, right. You mean like WWE?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah, it wasn't real. Those guys went backstage. Yeah. They were like killing each other when they came backstage. They're all friends.
Yeah.
They were eating together.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You just knocked that guy. You said you were going to eat that guy's kids. What are you talking about? You're going to kill his mother. And now you guys are sitting down having coffee talking about when the next bout is going to happen.
Yeah, right.
How are we going to do this?
Exactly.
How are we going to make this believable?
Who got drafted in the NBA?
Yeah. I mean, quite frankly, I feel like politicians, you know, that's the way it might be behind the scenes. They, you know, they go to their private respected places. They keep their nice, cushy, in some ways, form of entertainment jobs. And they all just prolong us to more, we get to see a good fight. They engage us in a fight.
I honestly believe
while
that
they live their,
there was there
their
was
lives.
I would dare say that there was more camaraderie.
Yeah.
And it before Obama, and it began to unravel when Obama came into office.
Explain.
Over time. Because explain. I can't really explain it, but I know that like, if you think about, I can only give an example. If you think about Alexandria Cortez, is that her last name?
Alexandria Cortez. Oh, the
AOC.
Yeah. I haven't been watching.
You think about her, and you think about Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Opposing sides.
Extremely opposing sides.
Right.
Right. Now, they basically occupy the same.
On either side.
The same space, whereas they work in one of the house buildings.
Right.
Right? So chances are they pass each other in the hall
sure,
all the time.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I can't imagine
and
them
two. And they're in some of the same meetings, you know.
Well, I can't imagine them two crossing paths and saying, hey, what's up? I just can't imagine.
I can. They don't seem like they would like each other in real life. But listen, you know, people have fooled me before, so I mean,
well,
they could be good friends.
As opposed
I don't know.
To like when I was younger, like in the 80s and 90s, there occurred to be more camaraderie between the party lines, whether they were Democrat or Republican,
you're saying before Obama?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, and then
he got divided when he really got divided. That's because he's the first black president. People were, are you kidding me? As much as he got the votes, and we all as black people were surprised, quite frankly, that he became the president twice, not once but twice.
Right.
I guess white guilt was full in effect, because a lot of people who are staunch opposing Trump supporters, I'll go ahead and say it, say they voted on him. Because it was popular, even if you didn't vote on him, it was popular to say you voted on him.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was, you almost, and on something, because the white man has such a deep hole of shame, because what it has done on, well, we know black people, but quite frankly, the world, the brain job is done, the sheer, I'll say it, fuckery, that is done with us all because of whatever, I mean, it can make up all the reasons. I would just put it in a pure greed and self-centered and all the things that the Bible tell us not to be, or the Quran or any other, all those things for its own, good and reasoning. But what was I going to say?
We were referring to the idea that there was more camaraderie between the various sides.
There was more.
Before Obama.
And because Obama,
What Obama represented was a vast change.
And people wanted to get on board, especially the idiocy that we saw from Bush Jr., We were sure there was no mass weapons. We looked foolish. We caught this guy in a hole. He had us running around, and we looked, quite frankly, weak and foolish. It was no real payoff.
Right.
We didn't get the, you know, we pillaged some places and all that and knocked down some statues.
And lives, millions of lives were lost.
Were lost, and we didn't care, and then we went back home.
Yeah.
And so we were like the pendulum, like we talked about the other day, the pendulum had to swing all the way to the other side.
Right.
And we got Trump. We got Obama, which never, everything they said, and Trump was, speaking of Trump, was leading the charge. He wasn't from this country. They couldn't prove that. He wasn't, they proved the Watergate. He wasn't American. He was all this. They proved Clinton, you know, getting his Johnson sucked. They couldn't prove anything on what happened to be a really good president.
Yeah, and his biggest legacy
and black.
Is the closest thing to universal health care he could get.
Yeah.
And they can't undo that.
And they tried to shame him on that. They can't
undo it.
Which a lot of people benefited from.
A lot of people benefit from it. Yep. Even though that was their goal. But, you know, I'm going to jump a little bit, and I'm going to say something you said earlier about, you know, the guilt that white people experience. I honestly think, and it surprises me because I wonder why, or I don't know of, but I wonder why more non-white people didn't jump on the opportunity to run for president when Obama was on his way out. Like, there were no, I don't recall any Asian candidates. I don't recall any, well, Latino candidates. Well, maybe Mark Rubio and what's his face?
That's a good point.
Ted Cruz. But I mean, they're not your typical Latino face when you talk about immigrants. They're more European based than they are.
Right, right. They try to claim a little bit of that.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, they're not. And then, you know, or American Indian. It's like, who from the American Indians has thought about that? I Googled. There are some American Indian people in office, in politics. But I'm like, why none of them chose to run for president? Because with Obama coming in, that was a golden opportunity.
Well, you got to think. I mean, running for president is more than a notion. I mean, you got to have funding first of all, and people got to know. I mean, lots of funding. You got to be able to at least match your opponent, and the opposing opponent usually or the already sitting president usually has money because they start campaigning whenever they want.
Right.
Obama, you remember, it was all about the money. He was able to get, he was one of the pioneers of using the new technology, the internet, and also being able to get lots of small amounts, lots of $25 donations.
No.
And young people, he was hip enough that young people galvanized. He was likable. He was a likable candidate. He was smart, went to Harvard. He had all the pluses. And even though they tried to, you know, poo-poo on his world and make him look like the bad guy because he was black, they couldn't.
No, I got that. But I mean, I'm talking about once his presidency was up after 8 years, then the choices were.
Why couldn't another person come in?
Why didn't other quote unquote, now I'm just going to say, why other non-white American citizens didn't, you know, insert themselves into that? Or, you know, were there any, and maybe
at
they
that
didn't
time
get the publicity?
I don't think, first of all, I'm sure if there were, the pickings were slim, because it's a predominantly white
arena,
Supreme Senators. Court, all that. It's all, the playing field has always been, remember, this was their world. They created this. They enslaved us to create. Anyway.
No, but the irony is, I get that point, but Donald Trump never served office.
Yeah, but he was popular and he had money. He made it super polarized and super popular. I don't think there's, I mean, in terms of pop, in terms of, he was a celebrity guy. He And remember, it was a tight race. People just didn't like their choice after Obama. It was for a lot of people, Hillary Clinton was a letdown.
Yep.
She wasn't, she had some skeletons in her closet,
yeah,
namely her husband. And then, and people I don't think still hadn't, she didn't look strong coming out of that. She looked like the woman who really didn't say much. So I think had she stood up for herself during the whole Monica Lewinsky scandal, it may not have been most popular then, and it might have caused friction, but in hindsight, I think that strength would have came back to be
to her favor. Yeah, probably.
But she didn't look strong enough candidate. I don't think enough women got around her. In fact, they didn't. White women secretly voted on Trump. They didn't because he presented himself like a winner. See, people want winners. That's another thing. I think Obama timing was everything.
Oh, yeah.
He looked like a winner.
Yeah.
And people liked winners.
Yeah.
And so a lot of this is visuals. You know, what's his name? You know, I personally think it's a good chance that Trump will be president because they're going to dress him up. They're going to dress that pig up. And unless my man, he's getting older by the day, they both are, but he's older, obviously, and his stamina is going to have to be there. It's like a fighter. Your stamina has to be there.
What's going to make the difference, quite honestly, is Trump has a sharp wit.
And he's quick on his toes.
He's quick on his toes, right? And so that's what's going to make, you know, Biden look bad because he's quick on his toes. But check it out. Trump's been doing that all his life.
Yeah.
So it's not a thing for him to just.
Trump has been working on this thing.
Just quip out anything because he's used to that. I mean, you know, you look at. Yeah,
he started this. See, Trump, people forget, or it wasn't that long ago. You go back to the 80s, Trump has hung out with all the tough cats, the mafia. I'm sure he's had some ties with the mafia. He can deny it all he wants. If you're not doing that kind of real estate in New York and don't have some connection with the mafia.
Right.
Also, you got to remember, Trump was a big friend of Don King.
I knew you were going to say
who's
that.
A big Republican. I covered the RNC when he was being elected. Don King had a whole platform. So did Joe. What's his name? Used to play on Saturday Night Live. Joe Piscopo.
Oh, okay.
He's a big Republican. All the cats had their little booths who had podcasts. And all that promoting. See, Don King was magnificent. That's why I use boxing as a metaphor for even the political thing, is because he learned how to promote. Trump did. He was also, Trump did things with Michael Jackson. He did things with Russell Simmons. He was part of the branding. Those were the cats that were branding themselves. And he was part of that whole thing of being, most of those fights that we see of Tyson is at the Trump casinos.
Trump Tower, yeah.
And he's part of that. He invested, you know. And so he's used to that quick, know what to say, off the cuff.
Yeah.
You got to be, it's almost like what we used to call back in the day, joning.
Yeah.
You got to be able to say stuff, and that's say stuff. And quite frankly.
And not worry about how it lands.
Does it look immature sometimes and silly? Yeah. But at the time, it gets the punch, and that's what people, he appeals to people's, not always, most of the time, not intellectual side, but kind of their juvenile side.
Right.
And yeah, so it's an easy, anyway, so he knows how to spar with people and the dozens, you know, as they say, exchange the dozens.
Yeah, the dozens.
He knows how to do that. That's why he says, you know, shows like he had, what was the show?
That was that reality show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I can't remember right now.
The Apprentice.
The Apprentice. And he could chew people out in that quick wit and that tough guy New York shit. That's, you know. Anyway, So he knows how to play that card, and that's the, and it's, you know, I don't know if it can be, it can, Delaware can keep up with New York. That's all I'm saying. So
yeah, good point. Good
so,
point.
So, you know, we'll see what happens, man. And then this whole Israel funding, Israel is not young folks ain't gonna go out and vote around for Biden.
Yeah,
these college students are pissed at that.
They're pissed about that, and you know, yeah, I don't know what to say about it. I mean, I do know what I want to say about it, but you know, Biden is losing his votes because he's standing his ground on something that is a sinking ship, quite honestly. And you know,
he might pull something out of his ass. I don't know. Maybe he'll stop it.
Hey, Rocky, why don't you pull a rabbit out of my hat?
Yeah,
again.
He doesn't have that much longer to go. But yeah. So, this is a great discussion. We went into a political. We took a political turn, but it's a beautiful day. We're out here chilling. The trees are starting to full up a little bit.
Yeah, they're getting all floral and green and
they
stuff.
They are,
man.
Right?
Yeah.
It's beautiful back
what
here,
What kind of
man.
Vine is this a grapevine or what? It's not a grapevine, is it?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, this, you know how I think, you know, I wanted to get this, I don't know if are we done with this conversation?
It's just, you know, wherever you want it to be. It's,
well, I wanted to, initial thought was, what did we say? We said we were going to do something like,
talk about what the show is.
Yeah, but we were going to talk about it in a way.